Sky 4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. We'll start the roll call tonight with the pre-check-in folks, the people that use the pre-check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those, and then we'll go from there. Good evening, KA3JCA. That's Mr. Richard. His sweet bride, KA4JCA. That's Miss Sally. Their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL. And Richard brings along K3DOV. That's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. And all of those folks are in Simpsonville, along with the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. And KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel in Prosperity. And KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler over here in Easley. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack in Greenville. And KO4CEF, that's Mr. Andrew in Inman. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there at Brown Summit. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim down in Pelzer. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony in Asheville. And KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Malden. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And N4QNV, Mr. Brian in Greer. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over at Easley. And KOAX, that's Mr. Jim up in Dacresville. And KX4YM, and KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy in Taylor's. And KA2AXQ, that's Mr. Ken in Pickett. And K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael in Central. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. Appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Got you all in the log. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go up to EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, at Western Greenville County, being native and native, 7-3 you all on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. I got one more EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. If you will, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papaqua, Baked Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself. On the net, no traffic, no queue. Do be sure to tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And I will relay your message to Joy. She's in there watching a lawyer program on TV tonight, talking on the phone. I'd also like to go ahead and recognize K3JOY. That's my pretty little fried Joy. And she's on the phone with her son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. All righty, we'll move up to the RF check-ins now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Get it out tonight. Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MAC, that's Melvin up here in Hendersonville. And also, please check in and out Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Gary, and we'll be sticking around and listening to the swap net.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in the Sensorville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4MHE. That's Mr. Melvin and his sweet bride, KZ4PAM. Miss Pam, they're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, out there mobiling around towards work tonight in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile and don't work too hard. Get you some, don't get you some rest while you're at work, but do your work, go home, and then get you some rest. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And Lorena, just for your information, I don't know if you're on an HT or what, but your signal is down tonight, and it was picket fencing a little bit, but it was solid enough that I got all of y'all in the log. I copied all your call signs and everything. Just wanted to let you know. Hope y'all are doing well. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Let's see here. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'll monitor.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, this is Robert down in Joanna, and I mean no comment, no traffic.
Where's DOS?
Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband, Chad, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4 MUE. We'll both be in and out tonight, so please tell Miss Joy I said hello. Thank you.
We're DOS. In Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the men.
DOS. Check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, India, Quebec, KJ4, TIQ, up and easily, IV negative and negative.
4, DOS. Check in, KO4, QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4, DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. And KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna and her husband, Chad. KO4NUE, over there in Campobello. And Anna, Miss Joy said to tell her kindred spirit hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's see here. And also like to say good evening to WN4S. That's Mr. Chris. He's up in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KJ4TIQ. That's my neighbor, Philip, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Philip. Philip, did you get the diagrams that you were looking for? I have to call him on the telephone in a little while or tomorrow or something. I'd also like to say good evening to my other brother by different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Can everyone please check in and out? KI4, VLW Randy, KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
U.S. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone. And Miss Joy and everyone on that.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to the mayor of Waz, W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Waz. Rod, I know you ain't never won anything, but you made number 50 on my log tonight. You won the door prize there, young man. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being with us, and come back again. We always love to talk to you. Also like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. I will relay your message in there to Joy. All right, let's move on up to the front of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And tell Miss Joy we said hello.
4DOS. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie and 4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
4DOS.
Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And Dave, I'll let you call it on Wednesday night, so if you want to.
No, I'm good with you calling it, Gary. No problem here.
Had to pull your chain a little bit there, buddy. Hope y'all are doing well over there. Also like to say good evening to N4DJC, Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And KC2DQV, Mr. Bob, down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HBX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight, but tell Miss Joy we say hello.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. I'll relay your message to Joy. And please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. 10 Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling Nick, Gary. You and Joy have a great evening, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
U.S., this is Kilo 2, Lima X-ray Delta, Marsh, Callahan Mountain, South Carolina. And we'll be hanging around, but we have no comments for the net. Back to you, sir.
For DOS. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO. Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. He's just a little north of James up there. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K2LXD, Mr. Marsh, up there in Cedar Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marsh. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. 1. Mobile in Greenville,
No traffic, no comment, but listen. 73. Good night.
Trade MR, Steve, and Taylor's. Enjoy listening to you, and so I'll be hanging around.
OS. Please check in, KG4, LPM. Kima, Golf, 4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot, Sam, and Liberty. Good to be on the radio with you. God bless.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to my buddy Warren, WA4KC, mobiling around over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. To Carolina and the rest of the family, we said hello. And KR8MR, Steve over in Taylor. Steve, did I get your call right?
QSL, sure did.
All righty, young man. Yeah, you going to be around for some comments in just a little while?
Yeah, I'm going to stick around, and sorry I didn't provide my name.
All righty, I got a check by you. I'll be back around after we do the swap net portion of the net. I do appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And KG4LPF, Mr. Sam, down there in Liberty, sometimes known as Slaptown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Like we got most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag queue portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item we got up on the SwapNet is for sale. It's a Cushcraft A3 tri-band beam. Covers 10, 15, and 20 meters. He has a CDE rotator and control box to go with it, and he would like $250 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Estron 12-amp power supply. It's a linear power supply, and he would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver with an HM133 hand mic. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS830S. That's an HF transceiver. Comes with a Kenwood MC50 desk mic and a Kenwood SP230 external speaker. And he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT747. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200 amplifier. He said this thing has just been rebuilt not long ago. It's working well. He would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit antenna tuner. It matches the SB200 amplifier, and he would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fuels?
Yes, go for it at H.
Yeah, go ahead there, Fred. A little bit quick that time, Fred. Tell me again. Are you still mobile, or you want me to text it to you? The fella that has that, his name is Bill. His call sign is Kilo 4, November, November, Papa. K4NNP. His telephone number is area code 864-367-7345. Copy. Hope you and Bill get together on that. Hope everything's going well with you. I talked to Dad the other day, and he seems to be happy that he got him a new position.
Here, I'll turn it back over to you.
Don't work too hard. Have a great evening, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. While we got a pause here, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Think, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Nothing new to share, but thanks for holding the swap net. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Like to say good evening. KO4JKV. Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item we got up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Tintec 509 Argonaut. That's a QRP transceiver. He would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Tintec 538. That's a Jupiter. He has a hand mic and a desk mic. With the hand mic, he would like $350 for it. And with the desk mic, he would like $385 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Motorola XTS-5000. That's a VHF HT with a charger, and he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is got a fella looking for a manual antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-450S. It's a Kenwood TS-450 SAT. That's got the built-in antenna tuner. It's in excellent condition. He has the mic, the power cord, has the CW narrow filter in it. He also has the manual with it, and he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM-241A. It says it's in real good condition. It's got the accessories. It's in the box. It has the accessories and the manual. And he would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. A fella has a pair of 49 megahertz hands-free communicators. He said they work well, and they are in the original boxes. And he would like $45 for the pair. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-30 manual. He would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is got a fellow looking for a Kenwood R5000 receiver in excellent condition. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that got information, if you should have to purchase these items that were on there, if you'll let me know, that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Sometimes the owners don't always do that. Anyway, we appreciate all of you out there listening to that. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Joy, please check in and out. KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLQ, Linda. We're down in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
4DOS.
Sky-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, my big old tall buddy Don, KG4PFI, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're both down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. You hadn't been back in the hospital in the last week or two, have you?
Gary, I have not, but I'm still under the doctor's care. The incision has not completely healed up yet, so I'm still struggling along with that. So appreciate you asking. KG4PFI clear.
Okay, Don. Well, I'm going to bring some kerosene down there and put on that incision. That'll make it heal up quick. Just kidding with you, buddy. You take care. Tell Linda we said hello, and got to get down there to see you, Don. I keep saying that, man. I haven't been anywhere to speak of, but I'm going to get down there and see you and Linda one of these days. Me and Joy, I'll give you a call and let you know when we're on the way, just to make sure you're there. I know y'all used to go a lot. Anyway, y'all take care. We'll say 73 to you for now, Don. Also like to say good evening to my buddy Clarence, KI4VAA, down there in Lawrence. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clarence. Hope you're doing well. You haven't fallen off the roof or off the towers any time lately, have you? One time hurt himself really, really bad, so that's the reason I was asking. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. Picture I got on the list tonight is Mr. Steve, KR8MR, over in Taylor's. Steve, what have you been up to today there, young man?
Mr. hanging out around the house. I didn't expect to be the main commentator here, you know, but I've got interest, you know, especially like in this Orion thing. If that ever goes up, that'd be great. But yeah, a week ago, Monday, I got a new left hip and stayed overnight for that. And so that's healing up really well, and I'm getting through, all the crazy meds and stuff and getting over them. And, having physical therapy show up at my house a few days a week.
You mean to tell me you stayed in the hospital one day with a hip replacement?
They told me later it was more related to the insurance, what they would pay for. And since one of the things I got because of my age is Part A, then anybody's got Part A, they know that they'll pay to stay over, but they won't pay for what you would call outpatient. So that's why it was money more than anything why I stayed over.
Well, that's amazing. I tell you what, I hate that you had to go through that, but I've got several friends that have gone through that procedure, and it still amazes me. My wife has had her right knee replaced. She got titanium down there now. And she threatens me with it all the time. that's a joke around the house. She doesn't really do that. But I'm glad you are doing well. And I do not call the people that come to visit you and make you do the exercises. I don't call them therapists. I call them torturists. Because what they make you do sometimes hurts really bad.
And in some ways I look forward to it, and other times I don't. And but I got to do what they say because it's already it's real common. My toe's pointing in. It's almost like toe in on a car, except you don't want it on a person. So they're making me toe out all the time. So all the exercises that I'm doing are related to toeing out. And, you know, getting my toe pushed out. But that's, of course, got a regular assembly line going over there. It's a well-oiled machine.
Well, that's good that everything went well and is going well. No, you don't like to do the therapy, but if you don't do it, you know, the doctors don't have as good of outcomes. I ruptured the bicep in my left arm, and I had to go through all of that. And some of the machines and some of the workouts that they gave me, I tell you what, I made it through it, but I didn't want to do it sometimes. Like you, you know, some days it didn't mind, I didn't mind going over there. I had to go to the place to do the therapy. They wouldn't come to the house for that. Now, they did when Joy got her knee replaced. After she got out of the hospital, they had a lady come by and made her do her exercises here. But if you don't do what the doctors tell you, they're not going to get the results that they really want to see. So I guess the best thing to do is just to grin and bear it, and the outcome is a whole lot better that way.
When you were doing your procedures, you know, like, you know, all the exercises that they give, do they basically say for most of them, were you doing them about three times a day?
I had to go to the their place of business because that's where all the machines were, and they made me do several sets at the time. You know, instead of being over there for, you know, like 30 minutes, I'd be there for an hour and a half or something of that nature. But when Joy had her knee replaced, she did her exercises about three times a day. She'd get up in the mornings and do them in the mornings, and then she would do them in the, about midday, you know, right after lunch. And then the therapist would come late in the afternoon, and she'd have to go through them again then. And then, she did them about three times a day, but the ones that I had to go through, I went over to their place of business and, you know, where they had the Kencom machines and all this other stuff that really worked you out real hard. And I had to do several reps. And, you know, I'd do a set, and then I'd sit down for like 10 minutes, and then I'd do another set, and I'd sit down a little bit, and then I'd do it another set, and then they'd change machines on me. I tell you what, I didn't want to go to the gym after that, I'll tell you that.
I agree. I forgot to mention, the only reason that they're doing them at home is until you kind of get on your feet again and you're not taking some kind of pain medication or something that keeps you from driving. So I think they're only going to do it for a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to be going over to the East Side Hospital over there. Back to you.
Steve, like I said, I wish you well with it. Hope everything continues to improve. You know, you have to go through all of that. And then once you make it through, you know, so you think back on it and you say, well, this part was real rough and I don't know if I'd go through it again or not. But then you look on the bright side and you say, well, at least my hip doesn't hurt now. And, you know, I'm able to get around better and this sort of thing. So I guess there's good and bad in all of it there, right? Doing other than getting doctored up and going to the hospital and that sort of thing.
Not a lot. I've got a six-band vertical next to the house that I've been tweaking on a lot. And lately I've been having real good success on 20 meters with that. And it always, because of the way I got the radials laid out, I don't have a full 360 degree radial field. I always end up, seems like, either down south somewhere, like way south, or for the most part, it always ends up over around Italy, like Bosnia, Herzegovina, and over that way on the 20 meter band. And it's been not so good lately, lots of QSB. But I've been finding out that these other bands on this antenna, they're not working as good as I once thought. And I think that's because I was doing a whole lot of that. At the time it was PSK-31 and a little bit of, a couple of years ago before us, before COVID hit. PS, there's PSK31, I forget what the other digital mode is that everybody's doing right now, FT8, I think. And so you kind of fool yourself and think you got more than what you really got when you're on FT8.
Okay, well, I don't do a whole lot of, I don't do any digital, to be honest with you. I get on there and do CW and some phone, but I don't do any of the digital work. There's several folks trying to get me to do the digital, you know, the FT8 and that sort of thing. My son's one of the primary deals. He's an IT guy, and, you know, anything that has to do with computers, he really loves. I don't know. I just enjoy turning the knobs and that sort of thing. The vertical you got, that's not like a Cushcraft R7 or something of that nature, is it? Is it a Cushcraft or Butternut or what?
It's a Butternut OTEP 6V, and it's got three or four coils, at least three coils and two or three capacitors on there, doorknob capacitors, and then it's got a choke at the base like all of them do, and for 75 meter band. And then it has this matching section of RG11, which is, you know, 75 ohm for a quarter wave, so that it works on that one band, I think, on 20 meter, either 40 or 20, I can't remember which. The wireman up the road's got them. And the thing I was going to say before I forgot about, switching subjects, is when you're running the machines, and they got you, they say, let's do 80 reps, or let's, you know, keep the speedometer here, or whatever. A lot of these machines that you do for when you do physical therapy, they'll actually tell you how many watts and horsepower. I'm not sure about horsepower. I think watts is one of the numbers that they throw out. And it's really interesting to see just how much effort you got to go through and how few watts you get. And you think about like a little 8-watt lamp or something, and you're like, that's not burning that much. But, you know, start running a machine and see what 8 watts feels like.
KOS with KR8MR, Mr. Steve over at Taylor's. The Butternut is a good antenna, Steve. It really is. I've got an R7 out there in the barn. I haven't put it up. But it's a pain in the backside to get tuned up and get it tuned correctly. Those machines, the one they like to put me on is called a Kencom machine, with my ruptured bicep. And you had to push down on it, and it was pushing back on you. And then when it was pushing on you, and then you had to push back down on it, depending on where, what position your arm was in. And there's an oscilloscope over there, and they say, draw a straight line on that thing. Well, you know, you start off, doing okay, you know, you got relatively straight line. It's goes up and down a little bit, you know, got a little bit of a sine wave in it. But then they start turning the power up on that thing, and all of a sudden it looks like a heartbeat. Couldn't hardly keep a straight line to save me. But it is amazing how much it takes to produce a watt, when you're doing an exercise like that. Sure does take a lot of muscle, doesn't it?
I totally agree, Gary. I'll be more familiar with the numbers in a few weeks when I start going in for physical therapy. I want to mention that I do have a Cushcraft. It's an AR something. It's 270, I think they call it, because it does 2 meters and 440. And it's up at 20-something feet. That's what I'm talking on. And I got a 706 that Matt up in Michigan straightened out for me just recently. It was starting to have problems where it was just dropping out, powering down by itself, going through power down reset. And he's got a microscope and does a lot of surface mount, so he found something and fixed it real quick. It was a microscopic track. It was going bad, and because I think there was an adhesive or something was on it. And then I was telling him, I said, it ain't really tuned up very well, and I'm actually on the next channel when you get up into 440. And he took care of that without me really asking for him to. I mean, he didn't go out of his way and put, like, an oven crystal in there or any kind of high stability thing, but I'm within 25 hertz now of everybody now. And I mean, I can't sing that guy's praises enough. KLA tomorrow, Gary.
Great that you know somebody that can work on these things. I've got a 706 Mark IIG over here in the closet. I had it in my pickup truck until I got my Kenwood 480HX, which is 200 watts. Run it into a Tar Heel screwdriver antenna. But I enjoyed the little radio, the 706. It's a nice radio, and it does a lot of stuff, and you got all your eggs in one basket. That's the only thing I don't like about it. I told my son, I said, he asked me why I had so many monobanders here in the shack and with me, and I told him, I said, well, if something breaks, I've got a spare. You know, I said, I got two HF rigs, I've got I got a 2 meter, 440 and 220 monobanders. And then I'm talking on a Kenwood TS-2000, which has everything but 220 in it. And I've got another radio over there that has 220 in it as well. So I've got two of everything, and I don't really need them.
Right, though. I mean, you know, like they say, you can't have too many toys. But also, you know, you can point and single out these things and say, that's my 20-meter radio, that's my 6-meter radio, this is what I do VHF and UHF on, you know. But then you come over to Kramer's house here, and I point at one radio, and I call that my hobby. And when it don't work, I don't have a hobby.
Yes, that's the way it goes, I guess. But I'm just, my father-in-law tried to get me a ham radio in 1974 when I got out of the Navy, and I didn't want anything to do with it. And he told me, he said, don't put all your put all your eggs in one basket. He said, that way if you do, he said, you'll be doing without. And I said, okay. So I took him at his advice and went that way. But it seems to work out for me real well. It has so far. I've got my little tower out there. It's about 45 feet, and on the top of it, I've got TA-33 Mosley HF beams, and then above that, I've got a 2-meter beam, and above that, I've got my 440 beam, and then on the very tip top, I've got a 2-meter 440 vertical, and then down on the sides of the tower, I've got a 2-meter, a 220 and a 440 antennas, so I can get my 220 working. So that's not counting my long wires and my, other stuff I've got out there. But that give you a little rundown about what I've got here at the house.
Wow! Yeah, you got a nice backyard. I've got some receivers. I got an R70 and also ICOM R7000. I got an old Pioneer tuner that I got back in the 70s for cost when I worked for a company that sold stereo equipment. And it's still worth what I paid for it back then at cost, which amazes me. So for that reason, I got other antennas like a disc cone, that kind of junk. The thing I'm wanting to do right now is I've got software-defined radio. It's if you've seen these little USB sticks, and all they are is pretty much a glorified A to D converter. But you can do a whole lot with them, especially if you provide filtering and things on the front end. And there's some people that do, they look at the transponders on the nose of aircraft as they fly overhead, and then they uplink that data to Flight Aware or one other company, I forget who they are. And you can actually get a little dongle that even has the front end filtering for 1,090 megahertz where this is at, 1.09. And, you know, and if you belong to the club, then they'll let you see a little more data than you and I can if we just go on our phone and pop up, you know, radio, what is it called, Flight Aware, where you can track, you know, your family as they're flying around, kind of see where they're at. But I don't want to do that so much. What I want to do is a thing called, it's still software-defined radio. Let me let go real quick. It's still software-defined radio, and there ain't any of it over here because of this IBOC thing, you know, the in-band, on-channel, whatever, stuff that's on FM. So you got a lot of FM1, FM2, FM3 and data channels. I think they go up to 4 here in Greenville. At the end of the dial, there's somebody, they go all the way up to RF, or I'm sorry, channel 4. But because of that, there's another worldwide system that ITU1 and ITU3 is using, India and Australia and places like that, and it's called Radio Mondiale, Radio for the Masses, and it's the short acronym for it is RDM, not to be confused with digital mobile radio. And, you know, there's people here in the U.S. that like to hear what, like Radio Marti, what they're sending on the digital thing. It's cool. It has a little bit of video and everything with it. I tried it once. I got a little cheap board, and I took the IF out of my R70, and I was listening to, I got Vatican Radio, and it put that up on my screen when I was running some software called Dream. And so you can actually see the guy talking to you as it, like a video that goes along with the audio. They can really cram a lot of data in on these things. And they use it even in the broadcast bands over in Europe, in places, you know, the FM band and on. And if you catch one over here, you're kind of lucky because there's nobody aiming this way. But that's, for some reason, that's something that I feel like I got to do.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KR8MR, Mr. Steve, over in Taylor's. Just let the man on the mountain have his say there, Steve. That's what I did. That's why I waited so long. There's a whole bunch of guys in this area that have got those SDR radios, the software-defined ones, and I don't have one here at the house. Don't know that I would know how to use it. I keep telling people I'm a computer dummy. You know, I don't know how to program these things, and you know, my smartphone gives me headaches most of the time. I can work on a mainframe, you know, but I don't know nothing about the programming end of it. So, you folks that like the software-defined radios and stuff, y'all go for it. I'll sit back and watch, and I might even learn something.
Base station-sized radios that have more than one receiver in them, and they're using DMR to decode, you know, all the standard broadcast modulation methods like AM, FM, narrowband FM, single sideband, and then they can go into all the BPSK, FSK, QPSK, quadrature amplitude modulation. They can do all that stuff. It's just when they start coming up with things that are patented and they're secret. And then you can, electronically, you can decode all day long, but there's some modulation methods that are still proprietary, I guess is the right word. And I'm not sure which ones those are anymore. I've heard that the ICOM thing that they had, I forget what their thing is called, their digital repeater. Somebody could probably help me with that. I've heard that they've actually broken out and made that public so that other people can make software that does that. I could be wrong. I know there's some repeaters around here that are beginning to be digital, but I, you know, that would be one good reason to get this DRM thing working, was so that I could listen in on a few of them and see what's going on.